Thank you, Chair. The life is not easy for any of us, unfortunately. But I have to say that I am quite perplexed, because I always thought that we are coming here to make common regulations harmonized between the various contracting parties, and not simply to have copies of one and other legislation in an international settings. If OICA wishes to make sure that third country follows European legislation, they can do it with the European legislation as it is, and we would all have saved a lot of time by not coming here and trying to harmonize everything. So this is not a good reason. Second, there is no good reason to introduce two levels, because we have spent a lot of time trying to harmonize this and come to a common understanding on what could be a harmonized RDE text, and not repeat the, I will not say errors, but not the optimal situation, the non-optimal situation that we have currently in UNR 154. That was a last minute resort. So for us, there is no discussion. I mean, we have made some changes to the text. I would like to remind 9.93 allows either a single RDE test or two dedicated RDE trips to be driven in order to prove compliance with the emission requirements, both from the three-phase and four-phase. Yes, it might require two trips, but this is feasible. It is a decision of the industry in the end if they want to have harmonized approvals or not. But we cannot support such a request for two levels. Thank you.